blessing for its European Union ambitions, Ukraine kept fighting on Saturday, with Kyiv's troops holding out against a Russian assault on a pivotal eastern city and communities pounded with more heavy shelling. At a summit next week, EU leaders are expected to grant Ukraine candidate status following Friday's recommendation from the bloc's executive. This put Kyiv on course to realize an aspiration seen as out of reach before the invasion, even if actual membership could take years. It's important Britain continues to show it is supporting Ukraine for the long haul, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Saturday, warning of a risk of Ukraine fatigue as the war drags on. Johnson told reporters on his arrival back in Britain from a visit to Kyiv, "The Russians are grinding forward inch by inch, and it's vital for us to show what we know to be true, which is that Ukraine can win and will win." And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited soldiers on the southern front line during a working trip to the Mykolaiv region, he said on Saturday, without specifying when the visit took place. In his trademark khaki t-shirt, the president handed out medals and posed for selfies with the servicemen in what appeared to be an underground shelter. That's according to a video posted to his official Telegram account. Meantime, President Vladimir Putin is asserting Russia's strength and resilience against a Western world that he accused of colonial arrogance and trying to crush his country with an economic blitzkrieg of sanctions. Addressing the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, he returned time and again to the theme of Russia's sovereignty in a new global order. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Firefighters battled to bring raging wildfires under control in several parts of Spain on Saturday amid dry and windy conditions as a heat wave pushed temperatures close to record highs. Spain was heading towards its hottest early summer temperatures in decades on Saturday, with forecasts of between 40 to 42 degrees Celsius in Zaragoza in the northeast and areas of Navarre and La Rioja in northern Spain. That's according to the country's National Weather Agency. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Saturday he was in the process of making up his mind on easing U.S. tariffs on China and planned to speak with Chinese President Xi Jinping soon. President Biden is also saying he's not traveling to Saudi Arabia explicitly to meet de facto leader Mohammed bin Salman during a trip next month, and said he was seeing the Saudi Crown Prince as part of a broader international meeting. Biden's plans to see the Crown Prince, known as MBS, are part of his first trip to the Gulf region as president. He's been criticized by U.S. lawmakers, including some from his own Democratic Party and human rights advocates, who say the visit is at odds with his promise to put human rights at the heart of U.S. foreign policy. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Tunis on Saturday in opposition to a referendum on a new constitution called by the country's president that would cement his hold on power. The protests, led by the leader of the Free Constitutional Party, reflected growing opposition to the president since he seized executive power last year, dissolving parliament and ruling by decree in a move opponents call a coup. Ecuador's president Guillermo Lasso has declared a state of exception in three of the Andean country's provinces in a bid to calm protests called by indigenous groups. In rejection of the government's economic policies, curfews will be enforced and gatherings banned. Indigenous groups launched protests on Monday with demonstrators blocking roads across the country in opposition to Lasso's social and economic policies, demanding gasoline price freezes, a halt to further mining and oil projects, and more time for small farmers to pay their bank loans. For more on these and other stories making news today, please visit our website. That's voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.